This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
I'm Sumi Somaskanda from the Global Story podcast, where we're looking at the downfall of outgoing Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Once a savior of his party, his resignation comes as the Liberals are plummeting in the polls. So what is his legacy? Who will replace him? And what will be the impact of a new administration across the border? We bring you unique perspectives from BBC journalists around the world. Find The Global Story wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
This is the documentary from the BBC World Service with me, Ruth Omar. And this is Child Soldiers and Capoeira. I'm in the playground of a school in Dosho in the northwest part of Goma, a city in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The classrooms have been long abandoned and the playground is empty. It no longer has swings and slides and looks and feels lonely and neglected. But three times a week, disadvantaged children from all over Goma come here to practice the Brazilian martial art capoeira. And they bring some life to this forgotten place. Many of the children have been practicing together for years, and for some of those years, they played capoeira with former child soldiers.
A soldier is going home from war, a trained killer, promoted to the rank of sergeant, and he's just 15.
Since 1996, the Democratic Republic of Congo, or the DRC, has been battered by several civil wars and fighting between rebel groups. From the start of the conflict, vulnerable children have been used to fight causes that began before many of them were even born. In 2006, the BBC spoke to a 17-year-old child soldier in Goma.
He told us he's killed around 8 enemy fighters. He says they would have killed him if they saw him first. But when he looks back on all this, he has nightmares.
Almost 20 years later, the conflict in some regions in the DRC has continued and children are still being pulled into the fighting. Some join the fighting voluntarily. Many more are kidnapped and forcibly recruited.
In one battle, I killed 3 enemy fighters, he told me. In another place, I killed 2 more. I didn't enjoy it. After shooting people, I asked God to forgive me, and I ran away.
But the Congolese are also working to bring these child soldiers back home so that they can continue with their interrupted childhoods and reunite with their broken families. In Child Soldiers and Capoeira, we'll be hearing about how war has affected these former child soldiers, how this martial art is being used to help them regain their dignity and lead meaningful lives in the communities they left behind.
Can you tell me then your name, how old you are?
In 2017, several child soldiers were interviewed for a multimedia project called Capoeira in Congo. 16-year-old Bess Bryce fought in the Kivu region's forest with the Nyatura militia group before escaping and surrendering to the UN security forces. He was taken to a transit and orientation center, or CTO, run by the NGO Concert d'Action pour Jeunes et Enfants Défavorisés, or CAJED. These rehabilitation centers help rehabilitate demobilized child soldiers and hopefully reunite them with their families.
I know my father's address, but I don't know my mother's address, and I don't know if she's still alive. She abandoned me after giving birth to me. I never met her. I don't even have her picture. I don't know what she looks like. Even if I'm told she's alive, I can't recognize her.
At CAJED, Bess Bryce was put in charge of taking care of livestock. It's one of the many activities demobilized child soldiers have the opportunity to learn at the center.
What do you like doing here? Do you like capoeira? Do you like football?
Capoeira makes me forget about things. It makes me serene with others. When I first saw capoeira, I thought it was something simple and uninteresting. But as the days passed, I came to see it as something good, and I also played.
Capoeira was created by African slaves that were brought to Brazil in the 1500s, with modern-day capoeira emerging in the 1920s. And when Bess Bryce says he played capoeira, this is what he means. Children or capoeiristas stand in a loose circle, singing and clapping to the berimbau, a string instrument. Two players compete in the circle, swaying to the rhythm of the children's songs and chants. They kick out, leaning back with their hands gripping into the dirt to support handstands. Their fluid kicks arch out, but stop short of landing on their partner. Their bodies contort into low cartwheels, feet into low sweeps, but always in sync with the children's music around them. They are in a fight dance where nobody gets hurt. It's hypnotic.
We started forgetting what we were doing in the forest. If you were a chief in an armed group, we were not scared of each other, and we were all playing together because we found capoeira interesting.
Capoeira was first introduced to Goma in 2014. But Goma wasn't the first place capoeira was used to help rehabilitate children exposed to violence. In 2008, Flavio Soares, a Brazilian capoeira master also known as Master Saudade, had created Gingando Pela Paz, or Swaying for Peace. Supported by Viva Rio, a Brazilian NGO, he'd used it to help children in Port-au-Prince in Haiti. Some of Port-au-Prince's children had been affected by violence from warring gangs. The children found capoeira fun and reported that violence seemed to be happening less.
We started in 2008 with 18 children. Quickly, capoeira made a significant impact, and we had 350 children taking part in our activities.
Taking what he'd learned from the streets of Port-au-Prince, Master Suadede approached the Brazilian ambassador to the DRC in 2014 and proposed that capoeira be used to help child soldiers. They launched Capoeira for Peace, an initiative led by the Brazilian government and supported by UNICEF and Congolese and Brazilian NGOs. I asked Master Suadede why he thought capoeira would work in Goma.
First of all, it allows a child to rebuild their identity, since we are talking about children who were raped or were trained to become soldiers. Secondly, we build the bonds of trust because his capacity to have empathy towards others was destroyed precisely to allow him to shoot someone or to use a machete or a knife against someone, even families. And after that, a child, conscious of his capacity and identity, begins to develop.
We help them get out of armed groups. After what they've been through in their time in armed groups, they experience a lot of problems that affect their mental health.
This is Fostambu Simba, the program director of CAGED. CAGED is one of the Congolese NGOs that is part of the Disarmament, Demobilization and Reintegration Program, or DDR. They support former fighters to reintegrate back into civilian life. Studies have found that former child soldiers suffer from elevated rates of mental health problems, including anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder. As part of the DDR program, CAGED workers meet with different armed groups to persuade the children to leave or ask the groups to release them. When a child soldier is demobilized, they are taken into the care of CAGED's orientation center, where they're put into various activities, such as sewing, photography, and livestock breeding.
When they arrive, we first make sure that the children have a balanced mind, and we must do certain initial examinations to make sure that they have no traumatic problems. And we provide healthcare to those who need it.
How do you know that a child would benefit from capoeira or know that it is the right intervention after what a child has gone through?
Capoeira is not obligatory for every child. It is a therapy, and the children must also choose freely. In case management, we know which child is suffering from what and what therapy is needed so that his dignity is restored. So that's where we judge. That's where we find that capoeira can be a solution.
But for some demobilized child soldiers, their return is not so straightforward. It is the start of a long and difficult road to reintegrating back into their families and communities. Some face stigma but also have to face their shame.
For example, a child who has committed crimes, who has stolen, who has raped, or who has left after disagreements in the community, his return is not easy. When we consider his reunion, even if we have found his family, the child can tell you that I would not be able to return to my family.
Even amongst us, there were those who discriminated against the child soldiers.
This is Emab. He's been a capoeira trainer with Kajed since 2017. He came from what he says is a troubled background and studied capoeira in his school. He eventually practiced with former child soldiers.
Some people say they were demons. They are not like us. But with the teachings of our trainers, we overcame that, and we found that capoeira united us very much.
This is the documentary from the BBC World Service.
I'm Sumi Somaskanda from the Global Story podcast, where we're looking at the downfall of outgoing Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Once a savior of his party, his resignation comes as the Liberals are plummeting in the polls. So what is his legacy? Who will replace him? And what will be the impact of a new administration across the border? We bring you unique perspectives from BBC journalists around the world. Find the Global Story wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
I'm Ruth Omar, and this is Child Soldiers and Capoeira. I'm looking at how the Brazilian martial art of capoeira is helping to heal Congo's former child soldiers. This is Elvis Mudeira, a psychologist at a teaching hospital called Heal Africa. Like many Congolese, war and conflict has served as the background to her life.
What brought me to study psychology was that I wanted to understand who I am and the people around me. But also, being born in a region in conflict, sometimes we develop behaviors that we cannot understand.
For the last 4 years, she's treated child soldiers and survivors of sexual violence at the hospital. Heal Africa also has a capoeira program.
The capoeira that is practiced at Heal Africa is what we call social capoeira. Because unlike other types of capoeira with very brutal or abrupt movements, this one really is a little peaceful, where people don't even touch each other's bodies. Capoeira supports the therapies that psychologists can apply. It's an activity that comes as a complement, especially for children who we have discovered are aggressive or children who are antisocial. Therefore, they don't have this ability to live or play with others, but also for children with hyperactivity problems, because it helps them focus and work on their responsibilities. Capoeira teaches them to live within a group.
Former child soldier Bess Bryce again.
There are other people among us who didn't talk to us, but because of capoeira, we started talking.
Before and after the capoeira classes, the children have an opportunity to talk amongst themselves. Here is Imab, the Kajed capoeira trainer.
When someone arrives at the capoeira, they feel good talking with others. If they think they've got a lot of problems, they go and listen to other children who also have problems. I found that it helped them because they were forming clans. Even at the CTO, there were groups. There are those who came from armed groups clashing, but in capoeira, we were forbidden to be violent against each other. We are showing here that life isn't always easy everywhere, and we're going to be patient with them until we find solutions together.
Initially, I loved capoeira because of the discipline.
This is Queen, a 17-year-old who's practiced with demobilized child soldiers at the abandoned school in Dosho.
When the child soldiers came here, they were very aggressive, but we welcomed them and made them feel free and at home. The child soldiers loved it when we brought them things like bread, chocolate, and other small things to excite them, which they would really appreciate, and they would say that the community is accepting them. We got them into capoeira and we became family.
Queen started practicing capoeira when she was 14, and over time, she helped integrate the child soldiers into her Goma community.
We made our parents understand that these children were part of capoeira as well, that they are now family and they were no longer aggressive. Sometimes they will walk around in the community and they will visit our home and other homes where we talked and escorted them back. We had become like a family.
They used to come here to my place. Queen would walk them back.
This is Riziki Brigitte, Queen's mother.
I was so happy because, you know, they are former child soldiers. And if you reject them, they will not find any value in capoeira. I got close to them because we want them to integrate back into the society. And I thought it was good. I also loved how Queen could show them that they are no longer child soldiers, but rather normal people who can live with others. It felt good to see them living with others in the society. Even when I celebrated my 45th birthday, I invited them. They came, and we celebrated all together.
I think it has an impact. It has a big impact. It helps when it is associated with therapy.
At Heal Africa, capoeira has also been used to help survivors of sexual violence. Psychologist Avis Mudera shares a story of working with girl survivors.
They didn't even want to interact with people anymore. They were in anger against men. And with the sciences of therapy, with the sciences of capoeira, they have learned again this cohesion. They have learned this unity. And today, they're developing well. They have even become trainers to others.
UNICEF has expanded the capoeira program to Rutshuru and Beni, towns which are hours away from Goma. And it's now being offered to not just child soldiers, but other older demobilized fighters.
I was taken by force. They passed by our village on their way to the front line. And on their way back, they found us playing and they took us with them.
In 2024, 23-year-old Eric was living in Kabaya in the Masisi territory. For 4 months, he was forced to fight for the Wazalendo armed group.
We used to harass people. Sometimes we could meet people on the road and beat them up, asking for everything they had. And if they had nothing, we could beat them up. I started losing weight because of stress. I used to ask myself how I would ever get back to my family again.
Eric escaped and is now reunited with his family. He found them in a refugee camp where they had fled when the war came to Kabaya.
Whenever I could play capoeira, I felt free. Every stress I carried from where I came from was released through capoeira. Aside capoeira, What helped me reintegrate with my family were the few trainings I did, and mostly the counseling sessions with the trainers. I did a training in information technology, which helped me a lot.
Ultimately, capoeira is just one of many tools to help with the goal of rehabilitating and then reuniting former child soldiers with their families. For children like Bess Bryce, it may not be as simple as returning to their old lives back home.
If I had to choose where to go for reunification, I'd prefer to go to my aunt who lives in Rwanda. It's not easy because it's a foreign country. It's not Congo. She's the only person who accepts me. She's the only person who loves me.
There is capoeira, but there is also reintegration itself.
Faustin Busimba, program director at Kaje.
There are other necessary ingredients so that the child can be reintegrated in the community. Capoeira is one aspect, but he must benefit from socio-economic reintegration, which is linked, for example, to income-generating activities. The child also needs to be accepted in his community and perhaps find similar aspects to capoeira in his community so that it is not something that remains in the rehabilitation center, but that he finds aspects that allow him to live well in society.
According to Amade, one of the founders of Capoeira for Peace, since 2014, over 3,000 demobilized child soldiers in the DRC have benefited from capoeira. But as many have been freed from the groups, others are still being recruited back into the fighting. UNICEF reports that they helped free and reintegrate more than 2,000 children between January and July 2024. But this number could be more driven by worsening economic conditions, a sense of patriotism, and continued fighting. It means that rehabilitation centers or CTOs like Kajed's are still needed for the near future. Former child soldiers who have passed through the program are now returning to help raise awareness among a new generation of Congolese children. What do you think is the legacy of this program?
This program has run for more than 20 years. We have employees who went through the course in our hands and who later came to work with us. When people go through the process, we use them as witnesses. We ask people, you have benefited from this program. Can you testify? It becomes a testimony. They can say, I received support and here now I am already married. And I have already built a house for myself.
Every day, children like Bess Bryce are taken from their families, their futures cut short. But with the help of not just capoeira, but other interventions like the disarmament, demobilization and rehabilitation program, therapy and learning trades to support themselves, they can begin to see a future for themselves again.
Dream?
My dream is to become a priest of God. I want to become a priest because of everything that's happened here. God has helped me, and I'm going to work for Him. First, I can pray to find my own peace, and then help others and pray for the world.
You've been listening to the documentary Child Soldiers and Capoeira. It was produced by Jill Achiniku and is a Whistledown production for the BBC World Service.
I'm Sumi Somaskanda from the Global Story Podcast, where we're looking at the downfall of outgoing Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Once a savior of his party, his resignation comes as the Liberals are plummeting in the polls. So what is his legacy? Who will replace him? And what will be the impact of a new administration across the border? We bring you unique perspectives from BBC journalists around the world. Find the Global Story wherever you get your BBC podcasts.